Realms of peril and glory will begin after these short messages.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Mother of Ferrets, Lisa Eggleston, and Courtney Jenkins, for their support in making Realms of Peril and Glory possible. If you'd like to join these fine folks and help make this independent podcast a reality, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic, where you can get some great perks like ad-free listening, bonus shows, and a lot more. Coincidentally, High School of Horror premiered about a year ago, but it premiered first on Patreon. So if you'd like to get even more of our games, then you can head over there and hear them first. Again, that's patreon.com/lightandtragic. Welcome back to Realms of Peril and Glory! We are here playing Dead Channel, a one-page RPG by the fantastic designer Grant Howitt. Now, I am here today with Maddie Searle.
Hello.
James Barbarossa.
Hello.
And Laura Gerling.
Hello.
Now, normally at this point, I get people to introduce their characters, but I'm actually going to save that until further into the story, and we'll have a moment for each of you to introduce your characters to everyone. This game is a one-page RPG that you can just find online. I've got the link below. It is free for you to access the rules. And it is by the fantastic designer whose games we've played before with The Witch is Dead, Grant Howitt. This is a game all about being in a straight-to-VHS horror film. It is quite simply fantastic. This game will feature some horror-based imagery, so if you're not feeling 100% on board with that, just skip on down and also check the show notes for content warnings and stuff like that. All that said, I'm just gonna hop on in, guys. Yeah, sound good?
Yes.
Damn.
Okay.
Go on.
It's sunset in the middle of July. Crickets are chirping outside your open window. A light breeze blows through, carrying the crisp scent of a summer's evening. Fireworks explode in the distance as children tear down your road on bicycles, yelling raucously at each other as they go. You let out a sigh as you pick up your television remote and start to channel surf. Your plans for tonight were canceled. You've not got anything to prepare for tomorrow, and it's too late to run any errands. You are utterly without anything to do. As you flip through the channels, you see your average late-night fare. You shuffle through a late-night talk show, a rerun of some old animated shows, and finally you stumble on something that catches your eye. Synths blare from your television as names you don't recognize begin to fade up on the screen. With a twinge of excitement, you realize you found tonight's entertainment. The title of this unearthed relic of a bygone era of TV movies blasts onto the screen with a great boom! High School of Horrors! You settle in for an evening of camp-filled terrors as we move into the TV. The wind blows through dark moonlit leaves as wolves howl and bolt past. In the distance, the bright glow of a campfire silhouettes four figures draped in long hooded robes. They stand in a circle. As you move closer, you hear the chanting.
Dom Spiritus Immortus. Dom Spiritus Immortus.
They chant over and over again until a rustling in the forest breaks their flow. From the trees comes a fifth hooded figure dragging a young man through the woods. The figure shoves the boy into the circle, who tightly encircle him.
What do you want, man? Let me go! I just want a couple of beers, dude! Just leave me alone!
He attempts to push out of the circle, but the hooded figures simply force him back until he tumbles to the ground. They begin their chanting again as they close their ranks tighter around him, pushing him closer and closer to the fire as they approach, until finally one of the figures draws a shining silver dagger. The inscription on the blade is legible for but a moment, reading, Canalis Sanguis Vitae, before it is plunged deep into the heart of the young man, who looks up at the figure in shock for a second before bright red blood begins to leak from his mouth. He stumbles back and falls onto the open fire, which erupts in a huge, unnatural burst of flames. The shrieks and chants of the figures reach an ear-splitting climax as each of your eyes burst open. Cass, Chad, and Lex. Your hearts are racing and your breath is coming in ragged gasps as you sit bolt upright in your bed. Thank goodness it was only a dream. Lex, I want you to tell me a little bit about yourself and your bedroom.
Right, so Lex Beckford is very clearly supposed to be kind of like vaguely unattractive, right? But obviously the film couldn't cast you couldn't cast somebody who's not attractive. No. That's just not how Hollywood works, right? So very clearly he is like kind of buff but in a lean way, incredibly tight sort of clothing at basically all times, but he wears glasses and has like one hair out of place in his fringe. So he's just like, I'm such an outsider. He's probably wearing like, he's probably just wearing what he would normally wear, which is like a velvet shirt, kind of open down, sort of most of the way to his navel, with like laced up sort of cuffs. Just really like, I'm a real child of the night, real outsider type. Nobody understands me. Imagine his room is probably full of like, he reckons it's really edgy, but it's like Led Zeppelin and like the Rolling Stones and a secret Simon and Garfunkel album that he plays only when it's him, except he accidentally puts it on quote unquote every time somebody comes over, so everyone knows that he's like sensitive, you know. I'd imagine that.
Amazing. And as you get ready for the day, you remember you've got detention today. Oh. And it's Saturday.
Oh. This ought to be illegal. Like, absolutely. This is not, like, school-controlled time, you know? Definitely against the law.
How are you going to get to the school today?
Probably, like, sit really sullen at the table and just like pout until my mom gives me a lift. And then just be like, whatever, I don't want to go anyway.
Honey, did you need a ride to school today?
Oh, you would ask. Of course you have to remind me of my pain, of my suffering.
Well, maybe if we behaved a little better, we wouldn't be going to school on a Saturday.
I behave this way because of you!
Sure thing, my love. Do you need lunch?
Only if Only if we have ham in. Do we have ham in?
Yes, I can make you a ham and cheese.
Then yes, I'll have ham. Then less, I'll have lunch. Yes, obviously.
All right. I'll make you lunch, honey.
And your mom makes you a little ham and cheese sandwich.
You would make me lunch, mom, you bitch. You know?
Whoa, dude. I imagine that in the movie that's bleeped out, but like
you would make me lunch, mom, you bench.
Okay, amazing. Well, we are going to head over to the Bradwick family home as you wake up. Chad, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are in your room.
Yeah, so my name is Chad, and I really love sports.
That's a personality.
Any sport, name it, I love it. So my room, right, it's painted like a nice masculine dark blue because, you know, I'm a man, you know. I need to show that I'm tough. You know, the scent of, like, Lynx fills the air in my room, and I've got a great big, like, are they called pennants? They're like,
I think it's called something else in America. It's axe.
Like the sports. No, sorry. I mean, the big, like, sports flags.
Yeah, game triangles.
Yeah, game triangles. Yeah, so I've got a big pennant above my bed that just says go team on it. I'm putting on that's actually the poster I've got above my mirror, just of a guy in like full football uniform, like the helmet, the, I don't know, pads. He stood there, his arms folded. Can you fold your arms? Yeah, he stood there and his arms folded, and it just says game. And I look at that as I get ready, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I may have got detention on a Saturday, but I'm going to smash this. I'm going to do it. You learn through your mistakes. I'm going to go to this detention and I'm going to live my life from then onwards and be the champion.
In precisely
that
the same mood that you're in every single day in every single situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you getting to school today, Chad?
I'm going to take my sweet new car.
Of course.
I drive?
Yeah, your sweet new car that your parents bought. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You drive. Tell me about your car.
Oh, it's real sick. So it's got flame decals on the side because, you know, I've heard they make you go real fast. And I mean, I always drive at the speed limit because, you know, you've got to respect the rules. But it's nice to know that if I did want to go really fast, I could go really fast.
Sure.
And the car's dark blue as well because, you know, that's my team's color, I reckon.
Very masculine color, dark blue.
Yeah, it's masculine.
That's a shame. It would probably go faster if it was red. Everyone knows red's a fast color.
Yeah, well, this was a whole debate I had, but yeah. You see, red is the color of, like, the rival sports team. Right. So I can't be seen driving around in a red car. That would just be real bad for me.
No.
You know?
So as you go out to the driveway where your red, your flamed up decal car is, your dad Bradwick is kind of leaned up against the car. All right, there, sport.
Yo, Dad, I love you, man. I pull him into, like, a big, like, tug tackle thing.
I love you too, buddy. Listen, we gotta talk about this. You can't be getting detention on a Saturday. You're gonna ruin your ride, son. You wanna jeopardize your scholarships to college?
No, I really don't. I really wanna get into college, and I know this is the only way I'm gonna be able to get in.
Exactly. You don't have a brain. The only way you're gonna get a ride is if you play the ball.
You know that Evan kid? You know the Evan kid that I told you about? It was him. It was him, and he was picking on my sister. So what was I gonna do? Was I just gonna let him not be in a bin? Was I gonna let him stand right next to a bin and not be upside down in that bin?
Guys, screw around. I get it, bro.
I just gotta protect this family's name, you know?
No, I get it. But look, is this the first time or the last time?
It'll be the last time, Dad, I promise.
That's what I thought. Now get going, bucko.
I'm gonna make you proud, Dad!
He pats you on the butt and sends you on your way.
Yeah!
Dad stuff. And, you know, butt pats, dad stuff.
And we're gonna head over, finally, to the house of Cassidy Ferguson, or rather how she likes to be known, Cass. So Cass, tell me a bit about yourself and your room.
Yeah, my room is just like wall to wall covered in posters. It's got like these shitty local punk bands that I think are awesome because they're the only punk bands that I could sneak out and go and see live because live is best fucking thing. And but secreted away in a drawer in one of my dressers is the complete works of Shakespeare, but I don't take it out ever. I only take it out when I'm sure no one's watching because that would be really uncool. And you know, even my alarm clock is like blasting punk music at 7 a.m. and everything I do is just a cry for attention. My parents argue all the time. They're just constantly yelling at each other. If they even just looked at me, that would be great. But
yeah,
maybe one of these days, maybe I'll do something so outrageous they actually like give me eye contact. That would be sweet.
One of these days, maybe that'll happen. All you hear as you wake up is.
Fucking typical.
Back and forth all morning.
Must be Saturday.
So how are you gonna try and get to school?
I think I went to the local junkyard and fixed up a motorcycle.
And it's
really janky and gross and still in the process of being cleaned and fixed up and makes an awful noise. But it's my baby and I love it.
Okay, amazing. So yeah, you hop on your motorcycle and you can start to make your way over to high school. So we are going to arrive at Shermer High School. You all begin to arrive at your high school. It is an impossibly large building containing a pool, a gymnasium, auditorium, cafeteria, art studio, science lab, computer lab, and more. On top of that, it's all state of the art. As of about 15 years ago. As you arrive outside of the school, you see the empty parking lot and the school sign reading Shermer High School. So I'm going to roll another D6 to see who gets there first. Lex, it's you. You get there first. You pull up outside of Shermer High School with your mom.
Okay, well, have a nice day, honey.
Yeah, well, you have a nice day.
Try to study, okay?
Nah, I wouldn't do that because I'm not a poser.
Okay.
Like you.
Okay, honey. I'll see you later.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Right. Your mom drives away. You see another car pull up, and out of the car, kind of this big minivan, comes your arch rival. It's Chloe Clearwater.
Great. Oh, Chloe again.
Hey, Lex.
Chloe, you would be here. What are you in for? Last time I remembered, our little scuffle got me in detention, but not you.
Yeah, well, I just had to try extra hard to get here, I guess. Some of us, it's a little easier than others.
You didn't want to, like, see me or anything, did you?
No, why would I want to see you?
Good. I don't want to see me either.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. Good. Ew. To you as well,
you're
obviously.
So
I'll say.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. Shut up, Chloe. You're gonna bottom out in your 20s.
Joke's on you. I've been held back.
I'm already in my 20s.
Oh, no. This is going to make any potential relationships between us real problematic.
Real weird.
I'm going to overlook that for the case of drama.
Next, a rad motorcycle rips into the parking lot, and Cass arrives.
Cool motorcycle, weirdo.
Fuck you. And I just walk backwards with my birds flipping.
Oh my
god. Cass is so cool.
Such weirdos. I can't believe I have to spend the day with them.
And then
another kind of little minivan kind of pulls up. Doesn't even pull into the parking lot. Just a kid, a little tiny skinny kid, gets shoved out. And he's like, oh, sorry. Oh, papa. Oh. And the van just drives away. This is a little Billy Boyd.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you doing?
He's got really thick coat glasses on.
Oh.
Wow.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Shut up, you try hard. I can't believe you try so hard to appease everyone in this Poseville. Just because you're going to go on to play Pippin in Lord of the Rings doesn't mean you're cool. Doesn't mean you're smart or good.
Okay, I guess. That's fine.
Stop, you'll make me, like, feel, like, sad for you or whatever. Dude, shut up. You're drawing attention away from me. Everyone's supposed to feel sad about me.
That's a really nice motorcycle.
Thanks.
Did you, like, make it?
Yeah, actually, I went to the junkyard and I just threw some shit together. It was, like, wasn't even nice. That hard.
Cool.
I had a motorcycle, but I, like, uh-huh. probably dumped it somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Why did you
despite
do that?
My mom.
They're, like, really
to,
expensive.
Like, upset my mom. Yeah, to, like...
Yeah, like, that makes how no little I care. Sense.
Yeah, you don't make any sense, Chloe. I just want to understand
At
you.
Least I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Quarterback! Wait, I'm not the quarterback. Kicker!
You win!
Next up, pulling up in his rad blue car with the red flames on the side is Chad Bradwick, quarterback of the Sherman Lobsters.
Oh, I can't believe everyone got here before me. They must have been in, like, red cars or something.
Hey, Chad, how are you doing?
Chloe! And I give her, like, a sports handshake. Is that a thing?
Oh, so good. Why are you here? Like, I can't believe you, of all people, got roped into this.
I know, right? It's so lame. So, like, you know Evan.
Yeah.
You know Evan the lobster.
Evan's such a fucking weirdo.
Oh, yeah. So he was picking on my little sister. And, you know, I'm not going to have that. Like, I know Addie finds things a little bit hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And she's not, you know, like, the coolest person. But, like,
if she weren't your sister,
don't pick
on
her.
Straight up would have dunked her head in a toilet.
You better shut your mouth, Chloe.
Oh, wow. You've got a real problem.
If you dunk her head in a toilet, I'll dunk
Look,
your head in the toilet.
I understand. She's your sister, but my God, she's, like, lame. You need to fix that up. She's totally gonna have an effect on your reputation if you're not careful.
See, I'm hoping she'll go through one of those phases where she, like, hangs out with, like, some cooler girls and then they give her a makeover.
I don't
and, like,
think
she takes
she's
her glasses
even in that
off
league
and
yet.
She just.
Yeah, that would never happen. No one in the world ever has their just glasses come off and they're hot underneath. Doesn't exist. Lex's like, run off and come back around again, so he's the last one in. Oh, you guys got here early, posers.
Oh, you're sweaty. Have you been out for a morning run? Sports!
I'm weirdly always sweaty, but in a glisteny kind of way rather than in a gross way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Do you want some body spray? And I'll, like, hand in my, like, gross...
Yeah, just Axe body spray.
I would never do that, dude. But if you could, like, wait until everyone else gets out of the way, then I'll probably take some of that, actually.
Okay, yeah,
sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Get out of here, sport boy!
While this is going on, can I sneak round to Chad's car and draw a penis on it?
Yeah, roll me a weird check. And roll me a smart check, Chad, to notice.
Okay, smart check. Yeah. That's just one dice, isn't it?
Because none of you took smart.
Of course.
Yeah, we're all
is
dumb
it
as
a
rocks.
Five to succeed?
Yeah.
It's a five.
I got a five as well.
Ooh, roll off. Each of you roll one dice, see who does better.
Oh. Dun dun dun.
I got a five again.
I got a three, so no. Nope.
Okay, so Cass, you start and you get the hairy balls done. But you're drawing the shaft and Chad, you turn around and you notice that Cass is graffitiing a big dick on your car.
Oh, you're giving me, like, a custom schlong on my car? I love that.
What? I don't understand you sports people. Like, I just
everyone
don't
has flames
you.
On their cars. No one has dicks. So, you know, I'm going to be the first person driving around with a dick car and I love it. High five.
All right, you do you. Whatever.
Much to everyone else's chagrin, another even cooler car, like a Ferrari, pulls up. And this, like, prissy-looking kid with a bow tie steps out. It's like, bye-bye, father. All these kids have weird noises that they make.
At least we can all agree we hate that kid.
Bye-bye, daddy.
Right.
And Chad, you know that this is Evan.
Oh, hi, Bradwick.
Don't even talk to me, Evan.
I think I'll talk to whomever I want. After all, I am Sherman the Lobster, the greatest mascot this side of the East River.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing your lobster costume anyway?
We don't always have to be in costume, us thespians.
Mascots are just like
so
an early,
lame.
It's just like a crash course in state propaganda.
Who even are
Call
you?
Yourself a
what
thespian?
He said.
Exactly.
Where? Oh,
who am I? Who's any of us, you know?
So you guys hear from the front entrance of the school. And you all, as you kind of look over and start to approach, you see a figure shrouded in shadow blocking your way into the school. And the figure just lets out a that sends a shiver down your spine. And emerging from the shadows is the long, slender figure of everyone's least favorite geography teacher, Mr. Skeffington. His long features sneer down at you all and stretch into a wide smile. You're mine. Let's get you all inside, shall we?
Actually, I have to do a quick smoke break before we go in. It's like, it's actually for my health.
There's no smoking allowed on school property.
I also have to do a smoke break. Cass, can I have some cigarettes?
Who are you kidding, Lex? You little burnout.
You're right, I don't smoke.
Exactly.
I mean, I can give you some if you want, but...
No shirt back on school property, young milk lady. Now I want all of your butts inside this school right now, you hear me?
Fucking fine.
Oh, whatever, Skeff.
You're just a petty tyrant, Skeff. Yeah. And you'll fall like they all do.
If not by you, Lex.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Mm-hmm. Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
As you're all guided through this school by Mr. Skeffington, you walk past the entrance to the cafeteria. You see a couple of the lunch lads and ladies unloading a fresh shipment of frozen chicken nuggets. You then go past...
Nugs!
You then go past the art studio where you see several sculptures and oil paintings left out to dry over the weekend. And as you pass Principal Scratch's office, you see the door is ajar and the light on. Finally, as you pass the computer lab, you see that all the machines are powered on. Everyone roll me a quick smart check.
Oh. Was that just one dice?
Too many smart checks in this game.
One dead.
It's a six.
I got
Chad's
four.
Rolling well today.
All right. What'd you get, James?
It's a two.
Okay. So, Chad, you're the only one to see this. You see that the same symbol is being projected onto the screens of each of the computers. It is a triangle with an eye in the center. But you are whisked away before you see any.
Oh, must be a rival sports team or something playing a prank on our computer lab. Oh!
Your final stop through the cavernous hallways of Shermer High School is the library. The library is a huge cavern of books, magazines, and newspapers. Mr. Skeffington presents you six desks where each of you are told to take a seat.
I'm gonna straddle my seat backwards so that I'm facing away from the desk and my legs are like wrapped around the back of the seat.
Lex is gonna like go to sit down normally, see that Cass is like straddling it, and then like try to find some way to sit on the desk just to one up them.
Roll me a strong check to actually see if you can stay on the desk.
I rolled a one.
You fall flat on your face.
Oh, you know, I'm just, you guys, I'm hurt. I'm hurt, you guys. Oh.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you would stare. Can't you see a man in pain?
That's enough out of you, Lex.
All
right, you just
sorry.
Get
yeah, fair.
Seat.
No, fair.
You want to be here next weekend?
No, please don't. I don't want that, dude.
I'm going to lean into Mr. Skeffington and just kind of go, oh, Skeff, I can't actually be in the library too long because I start to hear the books laughing at me, and I get real itchy. I just don't like being around this many books in one place. So
sit down, you little
worm.
Just
like go outside and fine. And then I'll pull Evan's seat that he was about to take out from under him and sit on it.
Roll me a strong check to see if you can do it before Evan sits down.
Okay, so is that three dice?
Yeah,
that's my fabulous. Does that mean I've got a risk factor in there as well?
No risk factor.
No risk factor. Cool. It's two sixes.
So Evan is just like about to sit down like, oh yes, what a nice cushion for my bottom. And then you just, and he falls flat.
Eat floor,
oh!
Evan!
Mr. Skeffington, you have to take this Neanderthal out of here. I can't be in the same room as him.
It's not my fault if you've got no balance skills, Evan.
Oh, you're such a dweeb. You're such a little waste of space.
No, you're a waste of space. You're a dweeb.
Can't even come up with an original insult. Hey, both of you, that is enough. I want you are to make no noise. You are not to read. You are not to laugh. There will be no fun of any kind had today. Am I understood by each of you?
No.
Chad's just gonna raise his hand. Like, but what if I just like have a really funny thought and I just wanna laugh about it? And what if that happens? Like, and it's just an accident? Like, is that allowed? I feel like—
You think you're tough, kid? You think you can take me, huh?
I mean—
I'm the Skeff.
I mean, I probably could take you. I mean, you're—
You want to mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I would never, like, but I mean, if it was you and me on the pitch, yeah, I could take—
Shut up! Chad, shut up. Cassidy Ferguson.
Cass.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No. Everything that comes out of your mouth is like, blah, 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 blah.
Good fun.
Well, congratulations. You just bought yourself another Saturday with me.
Thank you. I shall treasure it always.
You want to go for a second one?
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on, mate.
We'll go for three.
Yeah, all sure. Right.
There's another one.
Cass, I got,
fuck yeah.
Cass, I got, and another
I
one.
I feel like this is getting counterproductive, sick. Cass.
I got you for the rest of your natural born life.
Of course. Sure. Yes. I will just make my home here.
I get this. You want to look tough in front of all these other kids. You think it's your deal. You might all think this kid's bitching. You might think she's all right. But guess what? She ain't nothing but a little flame out. She ain't gonna do nothing but burn out.
Hey, Skeff. You're like a... You...
Shut up, Lex.
Oh.
Nice one, Lex.
Ain't no one gonna remember Cass Ferguson 5 years from now.
Hey, Cass, did you mean that about the nice one thing, or was that like, was that sarcasm? Was that for real?
That was sarcasm.
Yeah.
That was legit
good.
Sarcasm.
Because I don't want your approval.
All right, that's enough. I will be just down the hall in the geography classroom. If I hear any funny business, then you're all going to get the horns. Have I made myself clear?
And he holds up kind of two fingers as horns, very much like the teacher in the Breakfast Club.
Chad's just going to silently nod because he doesn't want to make a noise and get in more trouble.
Ever since he made the comment about 5 years from now, Cass has just been staring him straight in the eyes, saying yeah. Nothing.
And Mr. Skeffington kind of backs away out of the library and is gone.
That wasn't very nice.
Oh, I forgot you were here, dude. I was gonna say, these guys are like calling each other like dweebs, but they're like the jock ones and you're the dweeb one, but you've escaped like all calls of being called a dweeb.
Remind me what this kid's name is.
Does it matter? Does it matter what his name is? I feel like we don't need...
My name is Billy.
We don't need your name, Boyd. We just need to remember you as an image.
Oh.
You know what, Billy? You remind me of my sister. I like you.
Aw, thanks, man. Not many people do.
And he just takes a puff of his inhaler.
Hey man, can I have a puff in your inhaler? That looks kind of fun.
Sure.
Cool. Sick. Thanks. I'll just take a massive huff on the inhaler.
Chug, 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 chug.
You feel your breath passageways have never been more open.
Oh man, I feel so clear right now. It's just sweetest feeling in the world.
You should every time you smoke a cigarette, you should puff the inhaler so you can smoke twice as much and get twice the effect.
Fuck yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Awesome.
Steal that and pass
damn it
off as my
no
own.
I mean,
okay,
I'll do it.
Smoking.
No.
Smoking actually makes you real bad at football, I've heard, so you should maybe think about that. Like,
well, I don't want to be good at football.
I don't even follow sports ball. I don't know anything about it. Like, Chloe is a kicker, I guess. I wouldn't know. Not that I'd know. And you're like obviously a quarterback.
Excuse me. The kicker is maybe the most important role on the team. Who else would score those field goals
or
something? Well,
I don't know that because I know nothing about sport.
Yeah, Chloe's actually real good. She's a very valuable member of our team.
Oh no. Once again, I am victimized by everyone. Lex is going to like stride away, just try and find like a wide open area that where everyone can see him and like lay down with like a hand on his head, like reading a book of like poetry that he'll just pick up, but it's not even poetry. It's just a book.
I'm just going to walk across his face.
What, on his face?
On his
across
face.
My face?
Yeah.
No!
Both of you roll me a strong check to see if you can get away from this.
I got a six.
I got a five, so yeah.
Cass just goes to like stomp with her big boots on your face, but you manage to pull away just fast enough.
Once more, violence is inflicted upon me. Ugh. I thought you'd understand me, but nobody understands me, Cass.
Well, I know a thing or two about violence. This brute over here pushed me into a bin.
Evan, you asked for it. You know what you did.
Oh, please. Addie Bradwick is about as dim as you and twice as ugly.
You shut your mouth. Why are you even here anyway? What'd you do?
I bullied your sister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Jeez. Ugh. Talk about dim-witted.
talk about peed in your pants, because you peed in your pants, I reckon, sometimes. You look like someone who pees in their pants. I think, hey, everyone, this kid peed in his pants.
Wow, good one.
Yeah, good one, Chad. Oh, is the general consensus that we think that was good or bad? You guys think that was a good one or a bad one? I'm just trying to gauge the room so I know whose side I'm on.
I thought it was a really good one.
I was amused by how bad it was. It was funny because it was so bad.
Chloe tiebreaker? Chloe.
Come
She's
on,
just
Chloe,
looking at you. She's just looking at you like with absolute disdain.
Get my name out of your mouth. Mouth breather.
Whoa. What do you breathe through? If not your mouth.
My nose, you fucking...
All the time?
Most of the time, I breathe through my nose.
That's really bad for your synapses, actually. That's like a one-shot path to inflammation, just like exclusive nose breathing. Why do you think you can take air in through your lungs, like through your mouth?
I mean, I do, but...
If you were meant to like breathe, if you weren't meant to breathe through your mouth, you'd only be able to eat through your mouth and breathe through your nose, right? So.
What do you do when you have a cold, Chloe? What do you do when you have a cold?
Get fucked.
I'm sorry, but guys, like, can either of you kick? No, I don't think so. So maybe let's not criticize Chloe's breathing technique, because clearly it's working for her.
I can fucking kick with the best of them, mate. I can fucking kick with the best of them. Do you want a kicking contest right now?
No.
Classic.
I've been put in detention for being a bit violent, so I should probably, you know, not
classic
not
cast.
Kick another student.
I can't believe you're playing his game, Cass. That's why I'm the outcast and you're the poser. Because all you want is his approval. Splays himself out, desperately trying to like get as much of his chest out as possible. Get everyone's attention as much as you can.
You think I'm a poser? Have you been to see Pisshead live? I don't think so. I've seen Pisshead live.
Sounds like a poser band. It's got nothing on Garfunkel. I mean Zeppelin.
Chad, about like a few seconds later, kind of out of time with the rest of this discussion, is like, Pisshead. That's what they should call Evan.
Guys, maybe we should, like, just be quiet. We don't want to get in any more trouble.
You haven't been relevant in any inter-character drama this whole time. You're, like, stick to your lane.
So, guys, I saw Nuggets in the cafeteria when we went past earlier, so I think we should go check that out. Because, you know, you can't be enemies over, like, a nice plate of nuggets, I don't think. So let's all eat some... Should we get some nuggets?
I'm going to steal some nuggets, but just because I like stealing, not because I want to help you take part in anything.
Okay, sounds good.
As you guys are discussing nuggets, you hear from deep within the depths of the library a slow... before the lights suddenly go dark, plunging you into pitch black. You all feel your hearts racing as footsteps echo through the stacks of books and thin breathing accompanying. What do you do?
Oh my God, Cass, Billy needs his inhaler back. He can't breathe. Can you hear him?
Fine. There you go. Throw it in his face.
What are you doing with the lights, Evan? Cut it out. Oh.
I'm not doing it. It's not me.
You think this is... I can't believe you guys are freaking out over this. You think this is scary? I do scarier stuff than this every day. I'll show you that this isn't scary at all, because I have something to prove.
All right, let's go check it out then. Let's.
Yeah, Chloe, I will, if you come with me, because I don't like feeling alone.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go.
Good.
I think we should all go, actually.
I mean, I'm up for it.
These guys can't handle
it. If there's something weird going on, I want to be right in the middle of it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm nothing if not a team player, so, like, obviously, yeah, I'll come with you to check it out. Because sports!
This has nothing to do with sports, Chad. Sure. Why does everything have to be about sports?
I just don't have much else in my life, okay?
I mean, I'm the lobster, and even I don't have that much butter.
What?
Shut up, Evan. I just push Evan.
Oh, that's not fair.
What? How is any of this fair? What does pushing have to do with being fair? How would fair pushing ever be fair? Well, if you guys are all going, then I guess I'll stay here. Because I don't follow the crowd.
I don't think so.
All right. What?
And Chloe no. grabs your arm and starts marching you
Good,
into the stack of
books. Good,
because
this was my original idea, so this is what I wanted anyway.
So all of you, I believe, are going into the books to look what's going on? Okay. What do you guys want to do? What are you looking for while you're in here? You can hear kind of some footsteps echoing around. Some...
I'm going to try and work out what direction the breathing's coming from and see if we can see anyone.
Yeah, roll me a smart check.
Okay. It's a four.
No, you don't, but Chad, as you're kind of looking around, looking at everything, you kind of see on one side a figure kind of move, shift past in the darkness, past a little bit of light creeping in from a door, and then another one, another side, and are there multiple figures in here? What's happening? Are there people in here? What's going on?
So this is why I just don't normally like to go to the library, you know? It's just weird shit in here.
Just weird
this
shit.
This isn't like normal library stuff, Chad.
This is not what it's normally like. Because, no. I hardly ever go in here because, the books make me feel weird and then, like, it goes dark and then there's, like, figures running around and breathing weird. Like...
Yeah.
It's just typical library vibes.
It's like this because of me, actually. It's because of my dark, shadowy presence.
Okay, well, can you cut it out?
You would want that, Chad.
Guys, I'm really scared. What do we do?
Is that Billy again? Get out of here, Billy.
I just want to point out, every time I do Billy's voice, I raise my arms up like I'm holding onto a backpack. It's like...
Embody him, Zach. Embody him.
All right, you know what? Billy, why don't you contribute something? It's all... The square's all yours. Contribute something, Billy.
Well, I guess the first thing we should do is try and get the lights on. There might be a fuse box down here somewhere.
I don't think we should get the
light
on.
Okay, Billy, you go find the fuse box. Why don't you want the light on, Lex?
What? Because I like the dark. Because I'm a shadowy, troubled man. Troubled individual.
But if there's, like, spooky figures in here, I think maybe we should, like, try and get them on.
There aren't spooky figures. I'm the spooky figure. It's all tricks of the light from me. You've all been fooled. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then if we've been fooled and now you've told us we've been fooled, then I don't think there's any harm in putting the light on now that, you know, you've had your fun.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Chad. Wow, you're so smart.
Fine, then I will go try. I'll go put the light
Thanks.
On then, just to prove that it is me and it's all me the whole time.
That'd be great. Thanks, Lex. I believe in you.
You guys start to make your way over to where Billy thinks the fuse box is. Can everyone also make me a smart check again?
Mm-mm. It's a six.
It's a five.
Three.
It's a five. Mm. Okay, great. So you guys start to hear, like, footsteps echoing around you. First, you think they're on the left, then they're on the right. And, like, there's clearly someone else in here in the darkness following you. Whether it's one person or two, you're not sure. And you can hear, like, breathing. Following you down the bookshelves.
Do they sound bigger than me?
With a 6, yeah, they do sound bigger.
Oh. Oh, no.
Ha, I scared you.
But we
you.
Can't see anyone.
I scared no. you, Chad, with my spooky breathing.
And you guys make it to the fuse box. And,
I mean, Lex, do you know how to do this?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, because I did it in the first place, so obviously it's...
Oh, so you could turn the lights back on? Because I know a bit of electrical engineering.
Shut up, Billy. I'll do it. Oh. I can do it. I mean, I wouldn't want... No, I'm not gonna, because I don't want you guys to know that I'm helping. So no,
so
you
wait,
do it.
Who's doing it?
You!
I'll do it.
You, Billy!
Okay.
Lex is just like desperately trying to like get as much attention on him as possible, but also disrupt enough to keep everybody away. He's really torn.
Okay, amazing. So I would like everyone now to quickly make me a risky... This isn't in the game, but I want everyone to roll a risk dice. Let me know if you get a 1.
Is this just one dice that we're
just one
rolling?
Dice.
Just one dice.
Did you get a 1?
I got a 1.
No, I got a 5.
I got a 1.
You got a 5. What'd you get, Cass?
I got 5 as well.
Okay, so for everyone listening at home, a risk dice is something you normally add to a roll to try and succeed, but if you get a 1 on a risk dice, you suffer a consequence.
Oh, no.
And what's your risk table, James?
My risk table, is that hot?
That is hot.
Yeah.
I think. Okay, great. So yours is get mean. So, okay, give me a second. Okay, so Billy is kind of steadfast, like looking through the fuse box, and it's like,
oh, hang on, I think I can fix it, hang on, okay.
And all the lights come back on, and suddenly in a flash you see that there's this tall, dark figure with a hood on, you can't see the face, holding a meat hook that suddenly swipes and catches Billy. And you are all sprayed and
Billy, no!
in blood. And the figure starts to drag Billy away.
Oh, guys, help me.
I've got something to prove, so I'm going to rush forward and try and save Billy, I guess.
Billy!
And look really sexy while I do it. Like, look really dramatic and windswept.
Okay, roll me 2 risk dice and, a strong check.
I got a 2 on my strong check, but I got a 6 on one of my risk die.
So that is a success. So you manage to grab hold of Billy's legs and you're like pulling him and you've gone for a second, but you realize you're pulling him against the meat hook. You're like,
No!
Wait.
You do stop the figure for a second, giving someone an opportunity to do something else if they want.
I want to try and like... grab and uncloak the
you
want
to uncloak
figure.
The
if that's so yeah what would I need to roll to try and do that? Is that strong?
I'll say this is a dangerous action, but I would like you to roll 2 risk dice, please.
Okay, and I roll to see if I get it. Is that my strong thing?
No. You're gonna roll strong. Yeah, you're gonna roll strong.
So
here.
3 dice. And
I
then
want
2 risk.
I
want
to see actually 2 successes from this.
2. Oh, okay.
I this roll might not exist in the game, but I'm making things up as I go.
Well, there are no successes.
Ha!
And then if we roll my 2 risk dice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 4 and a 3. So are those
okay? None of those succeed, but you don't get like a point of a risk. Okay, so. You run at the figure who just knocks you back into a bookshelf that collapses, and it starts like this chain reaction of dunk, 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 bookshelves having to knock back, and everyone in the group has to run away quickly to avoid getting smacked under one. Strong check from you, Lex. I need you to see if you get buried under books right now.
Nice one, Chad. I thought you were supposed to be a sports boy.
This is why I hate libraries. They just throw me off my game.
4?
No, so you suddenly, a bunch of books fall on you and you are buried under the books and you let go. You let go of Billy's feet and...
And Billy gets dragged away by the figure.
You weren't even contributing anything, Billy.
You're only here to die first.
I knew it. You have an underfoot personality, Billy.
So as Billy is dragged away into the distance and a domino effect of falling books hits the entire group, we are going to find out what happens next time on Dead Channel. And so we'll see you all next time. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to High School of Horror Episode 1. Please go out and support our players today, starting with Maddie Searle. You can find her on Twitter at Maddie_abstract, where you can find a pinned tweet with all of her different projects, including shows like Chapter and Multiverse, but also The Empty Children, a Doctor Who discussion podcast. Follow James Barbarossa on Twitter at Barbarossaphone. He also made all of the music for today's episode and the rest of the series and the rest of Realms of Peril and Glory. So if you like the music that he makes, go and follow him. And if you want some done for yourself, get in touch. And hey, maybe he'll make some just for you if you pay him. You can also follow Laura Gerling on Twitter and Instagram at @ByLauraGerling. She's an incredible illustrator and has an Etsy shop as well. So go check that out at bylauragerling.etsy.com. You can follow myself personally on Twitter at ZachFG. That's ZACKFG. I talk about RPGs and all sorts of cool things that you may want to be informed about. Also, I talk a bit about making the show and what that's like, so that's pretty cool. Again, on Twitter at ZachFG, ZACKFG. As always, you can support us by heading over to patreon.com/lightandtragic. High School of Horror premiered about a year ago for a lot of people over on Patreon because it was one of our exclusive games. You are now getting all of the episodes quite significantly later in 2023 rather than in 2022, but that's okay. But if you would like to get some of our exclusive games, including Into the Past and Viva La Revolution and the upcoming games Vale Adventures in Aethryl and Vale Rapscallion Rule, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic and join us at the $8 a month producer tier. Believe me, there's a lot of good stuff on there that you'll get your money's worth for, and you'll continue allowing this independent podcast to survive. Truly, I could not make this show on the same scale without your support. So much appreciated. Anything that you contribute would be a huge, huge help. Thank you. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. There we talk about the show, we share clips. It's a good place to be. You can also learn about upcoming seasons of the show before they launch, so go check that out. Again, we are on Twitter and Instagram at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. You can, of course, as always, check out the merch store, where we have various different pieces of merch connected to the various different seasons of Realms of Peril and Glory. The link for that is in the show notes, so go check it out. I think that's just about everything that I have for you today, so thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.